They told John Bunyan that if he quit preaching in the name of Jesus, they would let him out of prison. But my friend, John Bunyan refused to compromise. He refused to give in. Why? Because he used to be a drunk, an alcoholic. But one day, he met Jesus, and Jesus saved his soul and delivered him out of his bondage. He was a changed man.
Thanks for joining us today on Truth and Fact. I'm Shannon, and I want to invite you to grab a Bible as Pastor Mark looks into the Word of God.
This is a powerful passage in the book of Philippians, chapter 1, verse 12, written by the Apostle Paul. But I want you to know, brethren, that the things which have happened to me have actually turned out for the furtherance of the gospel. You mean the difficulties? You mean the trials? The hardships that Paul is going through actually is turning out for the furtherance of the gospel. Paul is able to minister and to preach the word to those that otherwise he might not have been able to do if he were not in the trial that he was in. You know, Paul is in prison. I mean, he is there because of doing what is right, for preaching the truth, to see men delivered and set free by the power of God. We see the Lord working effectively. Hallelujah. But does that mean that God is not with Paul just because he's going through a hard time or a difficult time or a trial? Absolutely not. The Lord is with him and he'll never leave him nor forsake him because Paul is dedicated to Christ, consecrated his life to the Lord. In fact, Paul's life is no longer his own, but it belongs to Jesus Christ, his Lord and his Savior. But just because we go through a difficulty doesn't mean that the Lord is not with us. You know, sometimes in your trial, God may ask you to encourage others even though you're going through a difficult time. We see Paul's in prison, he's in a trial, but yet he's encouraging and exhorting others. And my friend, maybe God might ask you to do the same thing. He did that with Job. I mean, Job is the one that's hurting. Job's the one that's sick. Job's the one that has boils all over his body. Job is the one that lost everything. Job is the one that's going through a spiritual attack of his life. But yet God asked Job to pray for his three friends. Interesting, isn't it? Job's the one that's sick. You'd think the three friends would pray for him. No, God asked Job to pray for his three friends. Why? Because his three friends might have been okay as far as their health. Their health was good, but they were sick in spirit. They might have been healthy in body, but they were sick in spirit. You see, Job, he was sick in body, but he was healthy in spirit. My friend, Job could pray for his three friends, but his three friends could not pray for him. I want to say this. It's good to pray for others. It's good to lift them up before the Lord, even though you're going through your own trial. Understand that even though you go through a trial, doesn't mean that the Lord is not with you. No, we find others in the Bible like Daniel and Shammah, the three Hebrew men, and even Joseph that went through difficult times. But that doesn't mean that God wasn't with them. No, the Lord was with them the whole time. It might not be easy, but yet God was there. Listen, it wasn't easy for John Bunyan. I mean, they put him in a cell where his knees touched the front of the wall, his back touched the back of the wall behind him. He could not even lie down. He stood in his own refuse. They told him if he would recant that they would let him out, quit preaching in the name of Jesus, and he is free to go. But I can tell you, John Bunyan refused to compromise. He refused to give in. You see, John Bunyan used to be an alcoholic. He was a drunk, a wine bibber. But one day, Jesus set him free. Jesus saved his soul, made a believer out of him. It might not have been easy for John Bunyan, but he knew God was with him the entire time. As the song goes, through it all, I've learned to trust in Jesus. I've learned to trust in God. Through it all, I've learned to depend upon his word. Maybe you are in a difficult place right now, but God may be calling on you to pray for others. Just know that regardless, the Lord is with those that trust him.
For more information, visit us online at www.truthandfact.org.